So it didn't work so well. Okay, so we have basically 20 minutes, 10, 20 minutes or so to go through halachos of Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, which can take up basically an entire sefer. There have been entire sfarim that have been written about it. We have 10 minutes, so we'll see what we could do here. Okay, we'll rush through. Feel free to stop if you have any questions. I have a sheet also, a sheet that I was going to put on here. But unfortunately, I don't. I tried to upload it through the chat, and it didn't work. So for now, I guess I'm just going to have to. I'm going to have to read it from it. And if you want me to send it to you afterwards, you can send me an email or just put it in the chat, and I'll send it to you afterwards. Okay. All right, here we go. Number one. All right, fasting on for the firstborn, Tanit Bechor, for those of us who are firstborn, including myself. So normally we do it on Erev Pesach. This year, no Erev Pesach. This year, the Shulchan Aruch says we do it on Thursday. Okay, Friday is not the right day this year because it's Erev Shabbos. So we bump it up to Thursday. That's pretty simple. Those who have any questions about Erev Pesach, about fasting. So there are some cases where there's more room to be lenient this year because it's not the regular day. Obviously, fasting doesn't just mean fasting. It means also if you're trying to hear a siyum. So if it's difficult for some reason and you have a specific situation, there may be some room to be lenient that you don't have to hear a siyum. But l'chadchila, we try to do it on Thursday if possible. Yeah, that's number one. Next point. Number two, bedikat chametz. Bedikat Chametz is this year, as you probably know, is on Thursday night. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. All the Shulchan Aruch halachas are in Siman Tav Mem Dalet in Or HaChaim. So it's Thursday night. The Bitul Chametz that we say right afterwards of Kol Chamira, so the first one is Thursday night. That's the first one we usually say the night of that we do Bedikat Chametz. And the second one we say on Shabbos morning. The second one we usually say when we burn the chametz. So this year we don't say it when we burn the chametz because of the fact that we're trying to say any chametz that we see that we didn't see. So even chametz that we see, we want to say is batel. But this year we might want to use that chametz for the rest of Friday and possibly for Shabbos. So therefore, we don't say bittul chametz on Friday. Instead, we say the bittul chametz on Shabbos morning before the last time of the Isser Chametz, which is somewhere between 10 or 11 o'clock. That's in terms of the Bittul Chametz. Next point, in terms of the Bir Chametz, when do we burn the Chametz? So burning the Chametz this year takes place on Friday. In terms of the time, so the strict halacha seems to be that the timing is supposed to be, could be any time really during the day. If it's any time during the day, basically you really could burn the chametz in the afternoon. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that the best thing to do is to burn it at the regular time. Why do we burn it at the regular time? Because, meaning regular time meaning the same time as the rest of, sorry, I'm just trying to do something to send myself something here. The same time as every other year, we want to make sure that you don't mess up and that other years you don't start to, you don't burn it too late. So because of that, what we do is we generally, the Shulchan says it's best to do it at the regular time, which again would be somewhere around the area of 11 o'clock or so. I did not check the exact times. I apologize. But somewhere around 11 o'clock, there's different zmanim, if you follow the Magen Avraham or the Gra, but somewhere around there. 11:25 is the later time. That's the time for the Bir Chametz this year. That's the minhag that usually takes place. Okay. Next question. There's a lot of other questions here we're not going to deal with, but the other main questions are the following. Okay, what do we do on Shabbos? So Shabbos, of course, presents a very, very interesting problem, as you probably know. Shabbos is the real Erev Pesach, but you know the problem is that of course, Shabbos, you're supposed to have Lecha Mishnah, and you're supposed to have three meals. And this year, we have a problem because, number one, you can't have chametz, okay? At least not part of the time. And number two, it's Erev Pesach, so you can't have matzah. The halachas that we know that you're not allowed to have matzah on Erev Pesach. So the question is, what do we do? So so there's different opinions about exactly how to deal with this. I'll give you basically like two or three different options as to how to deal with this. The first one is to use regular chametz. Okay, What does it mean to use regular chametz? It means basically that we use, you know, challah, or I guess preferably small, very small rolls, either like, I guess, pitas. Pitas don't make so many crumbs, so pita is not a bad idea. Or if you have a little lachmaniyot, that are like the minimum shear, meaning not tiny, but, you know, that is the, let's say a regular shear of a roll is definitely, you know, enough of a size of a shear, of a, roughly a kibitza. But, you know, what basically the point is to minimize the amount of crumbs that we have while still getting in your, the amount of the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos with bread that that we need to get. Okay, I finally got my outline here on the screen, so I'm going to share it now. We can take a look at this. I could not email it, unfortunately, but you can at least share the screen here. I can email it to you later if you want it. Actually, I'll try it one more time and see if it goes on here. But basically, that's option number one. Okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch basically says that that's what we do. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says we leave over. For Shabbos the amount of food of challah for two meals. So if you do that, basically what you have here, you can look at the middle of the screen here, option number one. That's basically the simplest thing to do in terms of the halacha. But of course, as we know, that's the hardest thing to do in terms of Pesach. So first thing to do, the Mishnah Berurah says, of course, clean out your crumbs afterwards if you do this. So make sure that you don't make too many crumbs, and then clean them out, sweep them out, throw them in the toilet, toss them outside, do whatever you need to do. Another option here that that we have is to use the option of eating outside, meaning that if you want to eat outside, not inside in your yard or something like that, you could eat your meal outside, or at least your challah outside even. And then what you'd be able to do is to just, you know, the crumbs fall on the grass, but that's not such a big deal because you don't see them. You can mevatel them. You won't eat them because you can't see them afterwards, et cetera, et cetera. So that's another option. If you want to eat at least your challah or your hamotzi outside and then either finish your meal outside, the weather probably will be nice. Or it could be that you could even go back inside and eat the rest of your Pesach part of your meal, both Friday night and Shabbos morning, inside. And then what you would do basically when you go back to bench, maybe you would say Birkat HaMazon outside because that's where you ate your bread. The best thing would be, again, if you can see one from one place to the other, that's the best thing. But even if you don't, you're allowed to go back and forth as long as you bench in the place where you ate your challah. So that's one option in terms of bread. Again, you have to be obviously very careful. If you have a lot of little kids, you might want to think twice about that, but that's certainly an option, maybe even the preferred halachic option. Did somebody have a question or comment?
Yeah, certainly preferred in a place where it might not be raining and snowing and a reason to make aliyah if you're still like I am stuck in Golis.
Yeah, is it still raining or snowing in the Northeast?
It's raining and pretty clear. They're talking about possible snow tonight. So.
Oh, gosh, I see. Okay. That's it. That's New York for you. I think you're still in New York, right? But, yes. As soon as you're allowed to make aliyah, I'll be glad to see you in Eretz Yisrael. For not just that reason, for many other reasons too. Okay. Option number two. Okay, I see. One second. Option number two is going to be egg matzah. Okay, sorry. Naftali asked, what about kiddush, preferable outside too or inside? Okay, if you mean the regular kiddush, meaning just regular kiddush on wine during the meal, so kiddush is supposed to be makom suda. So definitely, definitely the kiddush should be in the same place as you eat your hamotzi, which would basically mean that if you eat your hamotzi outside, you should eat the kiddush outside. But then again, even though we have a halacha of kiddush makom suda, as long as you have your bread there, your kibetza of bread, let's say your 50 grams of bread, whatever it is, so then that's good enough. You've been yotze kiddush makom suda, and you're okay. You can eat the rest of the meal inside. So that's an option. Again, if anyone else has a question, you can write it, or you just start talking, and I'll stop.
Does the mechiras chametz happen at the same sort of time as usual? There's nothing funny like the chametz being sold before Shabbos or anything like that that happens.
Okay, so So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to have basically the mechira will take place on Friday, and the mechira will be active on Friday. What you need to do is any bread or any chametz that you have left over that you're not eating, you have to get rid of. Basically, you fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu, of getting rid of your chametz, again, either by throwing it down the toilet in small little crumbs, obviously not big crumbs that will block the toilet and stop it up. That'll be much worse. I guess it won't be roi l'achila then. Or you toss it away outside somewhere, again, in little crumbs to the birds.
You have to finish the bottle, basically.
Yeah, yeah. You have to, right, meaning you're not going to burn it on Shabbos. You have to be mevatel, you have to be tashbi, so you have to get rid of it yourself. And again, if you use chametz, you have to be very careful to make sure to finish your chametz by the Zman Achilas Chametz, which we'll come back to in just a minute or two. But again, the Zman Achilas Chametz is either around 10 o'clock or so, 10:05, I think, the Magen Avraham, and the Gra is a little bit later. I didn't check what time, but I would guess around 10:45 or so. Again, you have to check the Zmanim. I did not check the Zmanim before tonight. I'm sure you can either check on my Zmanim or all the papers have it, or if you need, you can email me later. I'll find it for you sometime later tonight or tomorrow morning. Okay, second option, very quickly, and then I'll take more questions. Second option is egg matzah. Okay, so we have an idea here that maybe you can use egg matzah for your Shabbos meals in place of challah, even though egg matzah normally for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim is mizonos in terms of the bracha. Perhaps you can use egg matzah on this Shabbos as hamotzi instead of challah. How does that work? So there's a couple points here. Okay, point number one, in terms of the bracha, is that the halacha is, this is in Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Samech Ches. We won't go into the details right now, but basically, for Passover B'Kisnin, if you have mizonos food like matzah or other things, which if you eat enough of it, you can make hamotzi. Okay, normally you have to eat 3 or 4 kibetzas in order to make hamotzi, which is a lot, about 200 grams. So if you had 200 grams, then you definitely could do that. That's already quite a few matzahs. I guess that would be about 5 pieces of matzah or so. I didn't check exactly, but roughly, let's say 5 pieces of matzah. So that's one option you can do. But many poskim say that even if you don't eat that much, but you eat it in place of your bread, meaning you use the same amount of egg matzah that you would of regular matzah or challah as part of your meal together with other food. So the halacha is that you can make hamotzi on that as well. And that's based on the Mishnah Brura in Kuf Samech Ches, where he basically says that pretty much straight out, that if you eat it with other food and that's your main part of your meal, then you can probably make hamotzi. Okay. And I'll get in a second. That's over here. If you look at D right in the middle of the screen now, that's Hilchos Brachos on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura. That's how your Koveya Suda, you can set your meal as based on egg matzah, and that would seem to work. Practically speaking, on Erev Pesach, who says you can do this? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in a big tshuva in Igros Moshe, or Achaim, and Rav Chaim Palagi also, and a number of others, mention this option specifically for Erev Pesach, that you can use egg matzah instead of bread and make hamotzi. There's a number of other poskim say it as well. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if it was nearly as common as it's been in America, probably because Rav Moshe Feinstein was in America, but here in Israel now also, I've seen in the more recent publications that it's definitely mentioned as one of the options. Some people only say if it's b'shas ha'dachak or if you have a lot of little kids, or whatever, but strictly speaking, it should be fine for everybody to use egg matzah. The question is just the hamotzi in terms of what I mentioned before of how much matzah you eat. But again, there's definitely room to say that you can eat one piece of matzah and maybe two, and that's good enough to be yotzei. Now, the other part of the question of egg matzah is in terms of the time. Okay, if you look here in E. So here, the timing question is that Ashkenazim and Sfaradim have different customs about the egg matzah, meaning Sfaradim, based on the Shulchan Aruch, which I would share now, but I don't think we have time to look at it inside. It's again, in Tof Mem Dalad, Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch basically says that you can eat egg matzah like most of the day until the late afternoon, until 4 o'clock or so, when you're not allowed to have like mizonot before the Seder. Okay, that's the same halacha we have in general, not having mizonot before, towards the end of the day, to make sure you have an appetite. And egg matzah is like one of the classic examples of that. So the Shulchan Aruch says for Sfaradim, you can't eat egg matzah late in the day, but in the morning you can eat egg matzah. In the early afternoon, you can eat egg matzah. So that would be fine. Ashkenazim, though, say that egg matzah, we don't eat egg matzah on Pesach in normal situations because of the fruit juice is a question. Maybe it becomes chametz. Okay, it's a small chashash, but it's still Ashkenazim or still machmer like that. So for Ashkenazim, we know most Ashkenazim do not eat egg matzah after the Zman chametz, which basically means you'd have to eat your egg matzah by, again, the same time, either 10:05 or the later time is somewhere around 10:35 or 10:40 or so. If you do that, then again, you have to be careful with your meals. And that's why the custom this year is to try to have your davening very early on Shabbos morning, so that either if you're eating chametz, as we said before, or even if you're eating egg matzah, for most Ashkenazi opinions, you can eat your food for at least one seuda in the morning and be done with your chametz by, let's say, 10 o'clock or 10:30 or so, without a problem, depending on what shita you're following in terms of the Zmanis or chametz. L'chadchila Magen Avraham is better, 10:05 or so, at least in Israel, that's what we do. But again, you know, there's plenty of room to say you could follow the Gra also, which again is around 10:35 or 10:40 or so. So you have to be careful in terms of that to have your meal early enough that, you can follow this for Ashkenazim. Some Ashkenazim are a little more makil, as you see here. The Noda Yehuda says till Chatzot. The Aruch HaShulchan says even till the 10th hour in the afternoon. I believe that Rav Schechter actually is makil on this as well. I did not see it in print yet, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere. That Rav Schechter says you can also, I think like the Aruch HaShulchan, or at least the Noda Yehuda, that you can eat egg matzah till the middle of the day, not just until the Zman Nisr Chametz. It's only a chashash of chametz, and it's not really a problem. So again, if you want to be makil like that, there is room to eat it a little bit later, but at least here in Israel, it's probably the more prevalent minhag is to eat it early in the morning. We'll get to it in just a second, how to do it if you have two meals in the morning. That's also a question. But again, as we mentioned before, some people say it's better not to use egg matzah because of the bracha question. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch says it's better to use bread, a few other factors. So you definitely have some that prefer not to use the egg matzah approach. Okay, before we go on, take very, very quick questions. Let's see here. Okay, one question here. Mordechai Horitz wrote, yeah, the Mechira is on Friday, usually at the normal time. It could really be any day, anytime on Friday, but they usually do it around the same time in the morning. But the point is that the Mechira, meaning that the Mechira takes place, meaning that the act of selling that actually transfers ownership will be later in the day. So I mean, you can still, I didn't have a chance to talk about it before, but you can still use chametz later in Friday afternoon, meaning even after you do your beer chametz, you're still allowed to use chametz the entire day on Friday and even Friday night. Okay, you just have to say that that's what you set aside in your mind. This is the chametz that you're putting in a specific place that's not being sold. Okay. So that's basically the reason, again, why we don't do kol chamira on Friday. We actually do kol chamira on Shabbos, as we mentioned before. The second chamira comes then. Okay. All right. Thanks, Phil. You sent the times here. Okay, we'll have to skip the other questions for now. Okay, a few other options. We're not going to go into this in detail now, but there's some options that some people talk about in terms of cooked matzah. Maybe you can use cooked matzah for hamotzi. Very interesting. There are some posting that do allow that as well. The same thing, if you eat a nice amount and use that instead of matzah or what's it called? Or challah. Cooked matzah you cannot use at the Seder. So that's the reason why, even though we don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, but maybe you can use cooked matzah, you can eat knedlach matzah balls, stuff like that, even if you don't use it for your hamotzi, you can still, everybody agrees, you can eat that also until the 10th hour. So matzah balls, a great time to eat matzah balls on Shabbos this year specifically. But again, cooked matzah, according to some, is an option, but many poskim say that's not a good idea either for various reasons. So the custom by many is not to use that for this, but again, if you feel that it's important, and I think some Sfaradim hold that way as well, then maybe you can do that. Another option, which I forgot where I put it here. Yeah, option three here, number three, option three. So some say you can use matzah Friday night. The Ramah seems to imply this in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Ayin Aleph, and others say that the only problem of eating matzah is in the morning. But Friday night, you can eat matzah. It's not yet the morning of Erev Pesach, and there may be room to eat matzah on Friday night. However, if you don't eat matzah all the way from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh or a month before, so then already we wouldn't eat matzah on Friday night. But again, if you feel like you're stuck and you don't have other options, so at least for Friday night, there is room to say that you could use matzah on Friday night. And even if you don't eat matzah for the Lechem Mishnah, it could be that you can use it for the second Lechem Mishnah. That's a question also, as you see here, number five. There's a question, maybe even if you don't eat the matzah, maybe you can use it for Lechem Mishnah, and that's a machlokas aposkim here. Some say that you can't because you have to use things that you can eat, and you can't eat matzah, at least for Shabbos morning. And others say, no, even on Shabbos morning, certainly Friday night, and even Shabbos morning, where it's usher, it's actually usher to eat matzah, you can still use the matzah for Lechem Mishnah, even if you don't eat it. So that's another option that's out there. Some people say that certain kinds of matzah is muktzah, but most poskim say that that's not really the case. For our matzah today, that's not really the option. That's not really the case. Okay, one other very important question before we wrap up here, and then I'll take, we have other comments or questions. And that is the big question at Suda Shlishit and how you do your meals. Okay, so look here right in the middle of the screen right now. How to do Suda Shlishit. So there's a few options here as well. Number one, to do it in the afternoon, meaning to do it in the regular time in the afternoon, maybe not the regular time, but later in the afternoon like usual. So after the Zman of the 10th hour, meaning we say that you can't eat a meal with mizonot after the 10th hour on Erev Pesach, which this year falls out somewhere around the area of, I think, 4 o'clock or so, maybe 3:50, if I remember correctly. You can check the Zmanim. Maybe it's 3:50 or so. Don't forget that we changed the clocks already before next week before Shabbos. So you could eat after that. You can eat fruit and maybe fish and chicken and things like that. No Lechem Mishnah. that's one option. That's true even for Svart. I mean, even if you're Svarti, you could eat after the Zman of the 10th hour. You could eat those foods. And again, don't fill yourself up, but you could eat that. The minhag for Ashkenazim, and maybe even for some Svartim as well, is to eat a little bit earlier than that, meaning earlier in the afternoon, which you could do, again, for Ashkenazim, if we don't eat egg matzah the rest of the day. So then what you can do is to eat all the rest of the stuff, again, without hamotzi. So what you would do is, let's say you could eat, again, fish, if you want to eat chicken or bisari, if you want to have fruits, vegetables, potatoes, stuff like that, all that stuff you would eat for Sudash Lishi. This is what the Rama talks about. You also can eat again before 3:50, even for Ashkenazim. You're allowed to have cooked matzah or matzah balls and things like that that are mizonot, that would not be qualified as matzah for the nighttime. That could work. Sfaradim can eat egg matzah until the 10th hour. And we said before, some Ashkenazim also eat matzah until the 10th hour, or at least till chatzot. So that's option number one, to have Sudash Lishit at the regular time. And you could have singers miros, et cetera, et cetera. Option number two is to have it in the morning. Okay, so in the morning, you can still eat, either if you're eating chametz challah, or if you're having egg matzah, you can have real lechem mishnah or some form of real mizonot with those things in the morning, again, before the zmanis or chametz. So if you do that, so basically you would have Sudash Lishit in the morning together with your second meal. So if you do that, we'll get back to that in just a second. But basically that's based on the concept that there's a machlokas when it comes to Sudash Lishit. What time during the day do you have Sudash Lishit? So we paskin, and most people hold in Reish Tzadi Aleph, that we don't eat Sudash Lishit before the afternoon, okay, before about a half an hour after chatzot. But there are one or two opinions that hold you can even eat Sudash Lishit in the morning. And if you do that, so then that would help in our case. So b'di'evit, in our case, some people say you could eat Sudash Lishit in the morning because of this whole problem of the chametz and the egg matzah and things like that. So that's the other option. And some people say you could do both, or should do both even, meaning you do your early meal morning in the chametz or egg matzah, let's say around 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Okay, stop in the middle. Okay, this would be true for either if you do both options or just the morning option. Take a look here right in the middle of the screen, 3B. You could split your meal into two. You bench after the first part of the meal by, again, before 9:30, 9:45 or so. Take a little break. Different sheet is how long the break should be, either half an hour, some say you could just walk outside, walk around the block, if you're allowed to leave your house, assuming you're not in Bidud by then. Hopefully nobody will be in Bidud next week. And then you go back and have another meal, make another hamotzi on egg matzah or chametz, whatever you have. And then have another meal, which would basically be a Sudash Lishit in the morning, following those shitas that say that you could do it in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah here in our context also says that. He mentions it, and I pointed out here, in Taf Mem Dalet. So he mentions also this possibility, and he says that maybe this is a good thing to do. And then have the second part of your meal then. And again, you can continue the rest of your Pesach part of your meal, even after the Zman of Isser Chametz. And again, the custom that many of us have is to do both, meaning to be machmer in both directions. Nobody minds eating, okay? And certainly in Erev Pesach, you'll be hungry before nighttime. So what's wrong with eating on Shabbos and Erev Pesach? So just work it out, you know, and have your Sudash Lishit both in the morning. But we just said, split up your meals in the morning. And then again, later in the afternoon, anyway, you want to have a meal. So just don't have your egg matzah or your chametz, but you can still have everything else sometime in the early afternoon before 4, or again, even after 4, maybe, if you don't have mizonot at that time. That would be an option. But again, to make sure that you have time in the morning, so again, it's recommended to daven early. Most of the nyanim probably will be early, either Nates or Nates is later already. That time, Shabbos is already daylight savings time, so Nates will be somewhere around the area of 6:40 for Shemona Esrei, even if you daven later, so you daven Hashkama Minyan, okay? So that's the way that many people do it. Okay, any other questions on this point before we try to wrap up, if there's anything else? Again, I'm sorry, I did that very, very quickly. It was a quick, you know, should have been an hour. We did it in 10 minutes.
I have a quick question. It may be complicated. Well, it might be complicated, which is avoided, but when does the actual transfer on the Mechiras Chametz to the Goy occur? Is that occur on Friday? On Friday, and then after that, it's owned by the guy. Like, let's say you realize Friday night that you have a thing of rolls that was in a place you designated for chametz. I assume you can't go there anymore Friday night, right? Because it's transferred to the guy.
Okay, so basically, the way that it usually works is, again, that the mechiras chametz takes place on Friday. Wherever you go will tell you what the time is, or maybe you won't go there. Maybe you'll do it online. But right. Usually, at least if it's local, even if you do it by online or on phone or whatever, usually they'll tell you, you know, roughly what time it's going to be, around, you know, 11 or 12 o'clock or so. They're not going to do it very late in the day anyway.
Right.
What you do again is you say that that the chametz that you're selling, you put away and you lock it up and you get rid of it already by that point. But at the same time, you leave whatever chametz you want to use for the rest of the day on Friday. Or if you're using chametz Friday night or Shabbos morning, you set it aside, not in the place where you're selling your chametz. And then afterwards, basically, whatever you don't use, really the best thing to do is to get rid of it. Okay. Meaning again, toss it out, throw it outside, whatever you're doing with it, get rid of it. And don't get mess around because the goy already, the mecheres chametz was already done. Okay. V'shasa d'chak, the same way that if on Pesach itself, you come across, chametz or things that you're not supposed to be in your house that you find that you don't know how it got there, but it doesn't belong there. So lemaisa, there are many poskim that say, you can burn them in your barbecue grill, Phil says. Okay. If it's on, or if it's hot. In any case, so there are many that say that at that point, maybe you can open up your chametz area that's sold to the goy and throw in the rest of something that you found that didn't belong in your Pesach section. You would be allowed to do that. And the goy gives you permission to open it up and put it in. But lechatchila, that's not really the ideal. I mean, you're not supposed to do that. You should plan that whatever chametz you have to use on Shabbos or Friday afternoon, that you get rid of and not put in the things with the goy.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, any other questions before we wrap up? Okay, very good. Again, there's a lot more things to talk about, which we didn't get to. This was a very, very quick, obviously. The other important points just to mention in 1 minute here, if you see on the bottom, towards the bottom of the screen. So we know probably the Hachana for the Seder cannot take place on Shabbos. You cannot prepare on Shabbos for Yom Tov. And therefore, all Hachana for the Seder has to take place either on Friday or on Motzei Shabbos after Shabbos is over, which is roughly, I think, around 7:30 or so. So you already have to take care of stuff then. It means you give yourself another hour, get your table ready, everything, get taking your food out, whatever it is, all those kinds of things. Every single thing to prepare for the Seder has to be done after Shabbos or Friday. So it also means if you want to make your roast, your zroa or your charos or your salt water, things like that, if you don't want to have to deal with that on Yom Tov, which you technically can, but maybe it's not so easy to work out practically. So you have to make sure to remember to do it on Friday before Shabbos. Just go through your Seder checklist to make sure you have all the things and that you know what do you want to take care of on Friday and which things are you planning on taking care of after Shabbos is over. See, also we know that on Motzei Shabbos there's yaknahas, and other things, one or two things that we flip the order of the Nusach in the Seder, but I don't think we have time to go into that now, so we'll leave that out for now. Anyway, these are very, very bekitter. These are some of the most important halachas that come up this year of Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos. As I mentioned, there's a lot of other interesting things also that you look up, just look on your web. There are plenty of websites that talk about it, both in Hebrew and English. You can find a lot of information about it. There are books that have been written about it to fill in the blanks of the things that I didn't get to. Again, I got most of the bottom line points I think we covered. Any other questions or comments before we finish up? Anybody remember anything that I missed or anything that I forgot to mention? That's important, like really important? No. Okay. Okay, Seder, if anybody wants to see the sheet that I have here, again, it's just an outline, but if anybody wants to see it, I tried to upload it here, but I could not, I was not able to, was not successful in getting it up here onto the chat. I'll try one more time before we finish up. But
Ravelli, if you want to send it to me, I could share it with the recording.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll email it to you right afterwards. I'm supposed to be getting
Ravelli?
Yeah.
Just a question. When you're saying the rest of Shabbos, you can eat what you want. That means like hummus and stuff like that, or you're not allowed to eat any of that stuff?
Okay. So kidneys, that's a good one, right? So kidneys, I did not have a chance to mention. Hummus, you mean kidney, right? That's what you had in mind when you said that?
Yeah.
Okay. So kidney is an interesting question. So again, very, very bekitzer, but this is an important point. So take another 2 minutes here. Basically, the story with kidney oat is that normally on Erev Pesach, kidney oat for Ashkenazim, again, for Sephardim, obviously, they can eat whatever they all the kidney oat. For Ashkenazim, we generally hold that you cannot eat kidney oat past the Zman Isser Chametz, okay? Which, again, is the same time, 10:05, I think it's Magen Avraham, grows around 10:45 or so. There are a couple of poskim that disagree, or I think Rav Yaakov Emden, but the prevalent opinion of most of the poskim lemaisa is that kidneys is only till Zman Isser Chametz. What that means is that if you wanted to eat kidneys in the Friday night or Shabbos morning, technically speaking, you would definitely be allowed to. What you have to be careful is a couple important points. And that is, number one, that that you get rid of it afterwards. I mean, you don't leave it lying around the house for Ashkenazim. It shouldn't be left lying around, ideally, just to make sure that you don't come to eat it by accident on Pesach. Especially in this country, in Israel, you have to be very careful because you might not realize, you might not remember. A lot of other people do eat them. They're in the stores all over the place. Number two, it means that you have to be careful with the kelim that you use if you're going to use Pesach kelim for your meals, which is probably the ideal if you're not using totally disposable. You have to make sure that the kidney oat, if it's real kelim that you have, don't use kidney oat on your real kelim, on your real Pesach kelim. That's not so great. Okay. So that's something else you have to be careful about. Also, when you cook them, if you're cooking kidney oat, you know, rice or other things like that that have kidney oat ingredients. So again, if you're using Pesach kelim, you probably should not be cooking your kidney oat inside your Pesach kelim. What you would want to do is use your chametz kelim. Cook your kidney oat and your chametz kelim before you put them away, and then transfer it over into some sort of disposable serving dish or something like that. And then after you're done with it, you know, I would say throw it out, or at least put it in the very back of your fridge and, you know, put some sort of separation. For Ashkenazim, the minhag is really to put kidney oat away. You're not really supposed to have kidney oat in public, in places that you might come to eat it. So really you shouldn't like keep the rest of your leftover rice in your fridge or something like that. Even if you don't eat it, that's not ideal. But let's say other examples, let's say in this country, you have every half the ingredients in the store, the products in the store, kidney oat, just because of the oil or whatever. So certainly if you have a lot of like tuna with kidney oat, we won't go into that now. Some posts are making on that anyway on Pesach for Ashkenazim. But let's say you're Machmir. If it says kidney oat, you don't eat it. So tuna with kidney oat, certainly you could eat. Certainly before the Zmanis or Chametz and just throw out the can afterwards with the rest of the tuna. In our case, let's say cereal. If you want to have kidney oat cereal in the morning, which is not Pesach cereal because Pesach cereal is hard to get other than like Osherad. So that's also an option. All the kidney oat cereal, which is kidney oat cereal, you can definitely have it in the morning or give your kids in the morning and then put it away. Go and hide it somewhere. It doesn't have to be sold, but you go and hide it somewhere that's not sold for the rest of Pesach until afterwards. That's also an option. But again, just have to be careful of the things that I mentioned to make sure that it's not you don't get yourself in trouble.
Thanks.
I see here, yeah, Mordechai Horowitz wrote, Mordechai Schmitz Beiricho. I have known lots of rabbis who, on an eighth day on Shabbos, cook and serve kidney oat that day. Okay, so that's another discussion we won't go into now. That we spoke about, I think, 2 years ago, whenever that took place. That was a whole big discussion, very, very fascinating discussion. I'm sure we had a shir on it. I don't remember where the shir was or when it was, but we definitely spoke about that, I think. And that's a big machlokas, but there are a lot of posts that do say that it's basically fine. You just got to figure out how you're going to cook it and, you know, is it a problem with the dishes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. They cook on Friday, not Shabbos, of course, right? Yeah, that I understood. Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay, I'll send the sheet to Naftali if anyone wants to see it from the recording. Again, there's plenty of other things online you can get as well. It's really, really great to see everybody and to share Torah again with everyone. And hopefully we'll have more opportunities either online or in person very soon. And wish you all a chag, kasher v'sameach, a very healthy and happy chag with a lot of simcha, and be able to share it with your family and with other people and get out of the house. And hopefully really should be zocha to see the geula, personal geula and national geula, hopefully very, very soon.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Rav Naftali. Thank you all for participating. Thanks.